The Sons of Saturday podcast is brought to you by our friends at Main Street Pharmacy. Located right on Main Street in Blacksburg, Virginia, Main Street Pharmacy is proudly owned by a Hokie family and has been a partner of this podcast since 2020. MSP offers free delivery, curbside pickup, and vaccinations as well. If you are a student or resident in the Blacksburg area, you can always trust that at Main Street Pharmacy, you are not just a number, you are a neighbor. It is April 8th. There's an eclipse today. It's a pretty big deal. Pretty big deal. But that pales in comparison to the guest that we have on the show today, Carly Wenzel, who's just a ball of sunshine and happiness. Carly, how are you doing today? Welcome back.
Doing great. How are y'all?
Excellent. I'm excellent. Ed's rocking his nothing fancy, which means you know it's a big day. It's a big day over at the Ed Will. Ed, you're doing some home renovations. Do you want to fill some people in on what you've been working on?
Dude, finishing the basement down there, sanding and painting and staining. Oh, yeah. Just homeowner stuff. Homeowner stuff for people who stay in one location.
Speaking of which, I am coming at you live from McLean, Virginia. McLean, whatever you call it. Yeah, we're excited. And as always, we will kick this off with a Hokie haiku, who comes from our guy, Pete McGee, who always does a great job. I'll also say that I feel bad because I was misguiding the future of our country. I told Maya Hazelton that a haiku is actually 757. That is incorrect. It is 575. So Carly, here is your haiku. Carly, giving us hope, our Lone Star Queen of Castle, Hokies are back up.
You read the first line, not how it's written on the doc, and therefore you added too many syllables, and therefore it wasn't a haiku.
Oh, Carly giving hope. Just giving hope.
There we go.
Our Lone Star Queen of Castle, Hokies are back up. Very, very good. And I have actually passed the baton over to Ed because he has a great intro for you, and then we're going to get started.
Well, yeah, we had you on, I think, right after the Iowa game. But just some quick season highlights from Carly Wenzel. The Iowa game, 11 points on 4-4 shooting. The Pitt game, 11 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. And then the NCAA tournament game against Marshall, kind of looking like Draymond Green's stat line, 12-6-7, just damn, doing a little bit of everything. And you average 17 minutes a night in your redshirt freshman year. So just some quick highlights, but that Marshall game was phenomenal. That was a really fun one to watch, and you filled up the stat sheet that night.
Thank you.
So the first thing that I want to highlight is actually a tweet from Bobby Wenzel. Bobby Wenzel, a must follow on the timeline. Here we go. Quote, hard work, persistence, dedication, and improvement have been great, but leadership you have shown and put forth this week is what I'm most proud of. Your abilities and games are needed everywhere, but you choose to gather others and be a voice during the unknown. It's impactful at @CarlyRenee_. So first of all, stop blushing, okay? With those eyelashes, we all can see you blushing. Stop the blushing. Stop. Second of all, I want to echo those statements. I certainly tip my cap to you. It must have been a wild, wild whirlwind these last couple of weeks. So my first question is, can you just kind of break down the timeline of events ever since? Okay, so ball stops bouncing versus Baylor. Walk me through the chaos.
So, yeah, lose our game. Obviously, our emotions are all over right off bat. We played Sunday. Come in, already have our end of year meetings Monday. Then Tuesday morning, come back in, team meeting, Coach Brooks announces to us that, like, he's taking the job. So meet with him Tuesday afternoon. Then from Wednesday to Sunday, It's unknown. Like, do you enter the portal? Do you trust administration and try to see what they're bringing in? Obviously, all of us, we wanted to stay together. So it's like, Coach Brooks is leaving. That puts all of us, like, in an unknown situation. But, like, that's what's best for him. And we love it for him. We love that he took it. I think, like, I wish him all the best. But we kind of just didn't know what to do. And we're like, well, if anybody's leaving, we're all leaving type of thing because we want to stay together. But we all have such big opportunities, and we know that. So then I think it was probably maybe Wednesday or Thursday. No one's kind of really hit the portal yet. And so I'm talking to the girls here and there. Obviously, we're not talking every day. Like, we're all trying to figure our own stuff out. So I end up talking to, I think Mac was probably, like, I was talking to Matilda, Mac, and Karis the most. I just didn't know where Rose's head was at. But then I found out, like, Rose, like, obviously wanted to be together too. So kind of came to a conclusion around, like, Friday that, like, if we want to stay together, like, at least just hear out whoever they bring in type of thing. And so we kind of just played the waiting game. And it was getting to the point, like, to the timeline, it was kind of getting there where, okay, we're going to have to hit the portal because it's about to be a dead period and we're not going to be able to talk to no coaches for a week. And then you'll have 2 weeks to make a decision. So just small things like that. And so then we get a text late Tuesday night saying we're going to meet in the Han classroom. So we come in Wednesday morning and we find out that Coach Duffy is, like, our new coach. And I think that just relieves so much, like, off our shoulders. Like, everybody knows how good she is. Obviously, I hadn't talked to her through the recruiting process, but, like, Samaya had. Kayla had been recruited to Michigan with her as the assistant at Michigan. Matilda was recruited to Michigan as her being the assistant. So it's like everybody kind of had ties, and everything we heard about her was just good stuff. So we kind of just gave it a chance. Nobody decided to enter just yet. And so it's still not, like, nobody outside of me has made the decision to, like, 100% stay. But I think we all have, like, a good idea about everything that's going to be going on. So, yeah, we got on the phone. She called me probably at, like, 1 or 2 on Wednesday, which is right after the news is breaking. So I know she had a lot going on in her side of things. Like, they were right there in the tournament too, just as us. So yeah, I got on the phone, loved her energy, loved everything she was speaking. Like, I think she just wants to work hard and she wants the challenge. And that's something that, like, it's not easy to come in and step into what Coach Brooks and Liz and Georgia and Kayla have built. So I think, like, just seeing her be willing to take it and having such a positive mindset on everything that could happen. And she didn't come in, like, just being rude. She came in, like, trying to get to know everybody and things like that. And her energy was just through the roof, I feel like. And so that helps us just feeling like we have this grown woman that we can connect to. And, like, I think it just, like, warmed our hearts to feel like after so much of unknown in that week, like, we finally got to just relax and just hear, like, what's going to happen. Like, we just didn't know. And so I think that week felt like a month. And that goes for, like, all of us. It was every day. It's like, oh, we're going to have an update, but it's really not an update. It's just telling you what's going on. Like, nothing's really happening. So Wednesday morning, definitely just relieved a lot of stress. And I was definitely overwhelmed. I know the girls were overwhelmed, but I know we definitely wanted to stay together. And that's something that I appreciate them for being willing to hear the unknown as well. Like, that's a hard thing to do as, like, young women who don't know what's going on and don't know what to do. So we kind of just stuck together. We're talking every day, hanging out every day, just to keep our minds kind of in one place and not all over the place. I know Matt had a lot of biology going on, so it was either her mind was either on basketball or biology. So that's just something that we were all going through at the time. But now we're definitely not as stressed out as we were last week, for sure.
So we're going to put a pin. I know we have the hug heard round the world with you and Coach Duffy, which was awesome. But I want to ask you first and foremost, I always try to remind fans of this because they believe that their voice exists in an echo chamber. I don't want to say how much it impacted you, because obviously people deal with things differently, but how much stock gets put into things that are said by the fan base on social media? My take on it has always been, like, I think people undervalue how impactful positive, they don't undervalue how positively positive news can impact you, but negativity, I'm doing a bad job explaining it, but it's a good point. Like, negativity is always the loudest voice and the most forefront voice, and it's just toxic. But it's not just toxic to the fan base, it's toxic to the players, it's toxic to the coaches, it's toxic to people that are looking at the school. How did that affect you, that dialogue?
I definitely had a lot of positivity going on, but you know, like how it is with everybody wants to, once you get a negative comment or a negative like direct message, it's straight like you need to delete social media type of thing. And so I haven't gone through that yet. I hope it doesn't happen to me, because I know how it affects like hoopers all over. But it definitely made a big, like, I didn't want to leave Blacksburg, but it's like, if the one coach that I put my all in, the whole staff, like, those are the people I've trusted for 4 years now. Like, that's all I know. So it's like, do I stay and love everything else, but not have that relationship with the coach? Like, that's going to affect me in every way here. So that's really where my mindset was, just going into everything. But trying to stay off social media, that was one, like, I try not to interact with things, because I know, like, at this time, people are like, oh, G is following, G is liking, da, 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 da. And, like, that definitely takes a toll on you. Like, so I tried to stay off social media completely. So, like, there was nothing that could be said at all. I didn't like nothing. I didn't retweet nothing, didn't follow nobody, just because I knew like it would get blown up to a certain extent, and I didn't want like a false narrative being out there, things like that. But yeah, definitely that part of things. But once I announced that I was coming back and got to talk to Coach Duffy, like, I think I blew up positively, and like, I'm glad I have that impact on Hokie Nation. Like, I'm glad that y'all think highly of me, because like, it isn't always that way with everybody and at every school. So Hokie Nation was definitely a big part of the reason why I wanted to stay, not just because of the positive things they say about me or the negative things, but just because of, they show up for women's basketball, they show up for women's sports, and that's not something that it is at every school. So that was the biggest thing for me and the biggest reason why I was kind of thinking about staying.
Your dad alluded to this in his tweet, but the leadership that you showed to kind of think through the decision the way you just described, and then come to that decision and, you know, be the first one to say, I'm sticking around, I'm seeing this through, I'm going to help build the next wave of Virginia Tech women's basketball. You know, that leadership is obviously super valuable, I'm sure, to Coach Duffy. She's fired up about it. But then from, you know, how did you get to this point? You know, what was something you learned from maybe the past teams, the leaders on those past teams, the Kayla's, the Liz's, the Georgia's, that helped you get to a headspace where you were able to kind of lead from the front on this new next wave?
Well, we definitely talked, like, there were multiple nights throughout last week where it was me, Kayla, Liz, and even Olivia Samuel. Like, we were all just in the apartment just talking, like, everything through, like, what should I do? What shouldn't I do? Why should I do this? Or why shouldn't I do that type of thing? And they definitely helped a lot throughout the process. I'm just hearing from their point of view, like, even, like, should I go follow Brooke? Should I enter and try to find something else? Should I stay here type of thing? And it was kind of, we just kind of came to the realization that it'd probably be best for me just to stick around. But they definitely had a lot of say. Like, it wasn't just a yes or no conversation. It was like, here's why or here's not why type of thing. And we definitely sat here and talked for many hours on many nights. And I think they definitely helped clear my mind. Like, obviously, y'all know my mind was everywhere, as was everybody else's. So they definitely helped a lot, and I'm grateful that they were there, even though they weren't here for the team. Like, they're not on the team anymore. They could have easily just said, figure it out on your own type of thing, but they weren't like that at all. And even showing up, I know Liv was in Florida for Coach Duffy's introduction. So, but even like them showing up to her introduction, like, that's not something they had to do, but I think they love this program so much and they want what's best for it. So just talking me through everything that could go right or go wrong and staying is something that we really weighed out. So I appreciate them for that.
Yeah, it was awesome to see Kayla and Liz, you know, front row supporting the, you know, the next wave, and you're going to be a huge part of that. All right, so we've talked about the decision at length. What does the rest of the school year look like on the floor, off the floor, but particularly, you know, getting to know the new coaches when they're all in town. But what does the rest of the school year look like for you?
So I think we're all going home like first week of May for the most part, but we've still been getting our lifts in even throughout this last week of not knowing what was going on. Coach G has still been here sticking around. So we've still been getting in the weight room and things like that.
Like you alluded to this. They're not just tracking who you're following. They're taking screenshots of who's in Honhurst. Like this was a full blown Sherlock Holmes on the case.
Yeah, that's why I was like, y'all, should I even post this picture? Like, we know it's gonna get posted somewhere. And Rose is like, yeah, do it. I was like, y'all. But yeah, even like the smallest things like really do get blown up. And it's like we could still be there and not be coming back type of thing, but like not everybody knows that. And obviously that's not the case. Like, but I was like, yeah, should I even post this? But yeah, we've still been lifting things like that. And now that Coach Duffy's here in town and everything, we'll start workouts this week. And that's another thing, like when we were talking to Witt about like who we wanted to bring in, it was like someone where you can go up to their office and sit there and say, how's your day going? Because that's something that was big with this last staff. And that really makes an impact on us as people, not just hoopers. And then player development, like we all know how good Coach Brooks was and the rest of his staff with developing players. So that's not something that we wanted to fall off on. And that's something that we thought was the reason why we were so good. And so seeing that she's making an effort to come in already the next week, be able to wants to get on the court with us and wants to do things with us, is something that we think Witt did a really good job of, and really looking like he didn't just hear us and in one ear out the other. Like he really took it in and went and found somebody that was good with player development and things like that. So we appreciate that too.
So blank canvas coming in this year, new lineup, new staff, new role. What are you most looking forward to in terms of shaping your new role? And how would you describe, obviously you're going to do whatever the team asks you to do and you're going to be a team player, but how do you feel that your game has the biggest opportunity to grow? What do you think of in that regard?
I mean, out of everybody that's even thinking about staying, I'm the one that's been here the longest, even though I'm only going to be a sophomore on the court. Like I've been here more than anybody else. So I think I kind of just know how things are supposed to go and how things aren't supposed to go with the culture we've had, things like that, just off the court. But on the court, I'd say I've been behind Georgia and Caleb since I've been here, and I've got to learn so much from them. And that's another thing, like I'm most excited to learn from Coach Duffy, who's been a point guard throughout her career. So that's something that like I haven't, the only point guard I've learned behind is Georgia. So being able to hear another point of view and just learn from her and learn from what she thinks and what she went through, that's something I think will help me grow as a point guard. Obviously, I played a backup point and a two guard this year, and that's something that I'm still going to be working on. But I think I really just want to grow with the ball in my hands. I want to really get it on a string. I feel like that's something that's not my strength right now. And once I get that to be one of my strengths, I think it'll open up the game, not just for me, but for all my teammates. And so I feel like just doing that, taking that role and stepping into those shoes, I know Georgia was the main one doing that. And I'm not saying I'm going to go out there and be Georgia anymore, but just something that like I want to be Carly Winslow and I want to make my own stamp on this team and on Hokie Nation and things like that. And I feel like when I make small improvements, it won't just like make me better, but make everybody else better. And I think that's something that we need is just small tweaks for all of us to help us grow as a team. And I think y'all will see that this year, like with not just me, but with everybody. I think everybody will have to come out of their shell just a little bit more. And that's something that we all want to do. It's not like we have to do it, but we want to.
This episode of the Sons of Saturday podcast is brought to you by The River Course. And look, we talk about greatness all the time. And when you talk about golf, Pebble Beach, Augusta, Bandon Dunes, dare I say Shinnecock, The River Course sits squarely in the middle of this conversation. A top 10 college course in America, according to Golf Digest, and the home for the For Those to Come golf tournament. And look, if you head on down there and you mention Sons of Saturday, we got some hookups for you. 50% off appetizers. Who doesn't like appetizers? 10% off of headwear and apparel at the golf shop. I mean, get yourself a new outfit, feel good, look good, play good. And the cream of the crop, new annual student memberships will receive a free cart fee and new adult memberships will receive a free foursome plus a complimentary lunch. The River Course, unparalleled greatness, unparalleled beauty, nestled right in Southwest Virginia.
Hey guys, this is Ollie Jennings III, wide receiver for your Virginia Tech Hokies. When I committed to Virginia Tech football, I committed to the best. That's why I chose Harvey's GM in Radford. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Go to Harvey's GM for all of your vehicle needs. Tell them Ollie sent you. That's Harvey's GM, Tyler Ave in Radford, or go to their website at harveysgm.com for more info.
So we're going to move into rapid fire here, and I'm actually not sure how you avoided this one last time, but if you were to get dinner with four people that are alive, who are they and where are you going to eat?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, going to eat because Whataburger. Haven't had that in a while. I would say four people, including myself.
No, you can't include yourself. That's a cop-out. Can't do that.
Okay. I could say Steph Curry, Asia Wilson, Kevin Hart.
The last one's the toughest one.
Yeah. I really want to say my brother because I really want him to be involved, but that's not the person, like, no. So we got to I think I could say, dang, Becky Hammon.
Okay.
I love growing up, so I feel like she should be in that.
Solid list. You can make your brother pay for it. How about that? That's how we'll get him involved. He could pay for that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your snack of choice?
Right now. If y'all haven't had these are the greatest things I have ever ate. They're called chocolate pandas. Okay. And Paris used to eat them a lot. And y'all know I'm picky. Y'all know I'm really picky. Everybody knows that. And so I was kind of just thrown off by the way they looked. But so it's like not like a creamy chocolate that comes out. But it's like, y'all know those animal crackers?
Yeah.
That's what the like cracker tastes like. And it's not like an overflowing amount of chocolate. I feel like it's the perfect chocolate to perfect cracker ratio. And they are so good.
I got to get on that wave because I know that Delta Airlines, I'm a big Delta guy. They have these like chocolate squares where it's just like graham cracker on the outside. And it's not overpowering with chocolate, but it has a nice little hint of it. So yes. It sounds like it's cut from the same. Where do you get that? Is that like on Alipop? Like where are you buying that?
We go on campus. They have the DX. Okay. So we always – sorry. Kayla just walked in with a bunch of stuff. And so we go to like the on-campus store and we use like the freshman swipes, like every time we'll kind of go over there. And so that's where we get them. But I know they're at that new, what's it called, Kay? The new gas station right here?
Sheets. Yes.
They're over there.
So I'm actually going to put you on the spot because Kayla did just walk in and you can brag on her for a second. So one of our letters from the lunch pail came from Ann Castle. She wants to know, what have you learned about leadership specifically from Kayla King, and how do you see yourself applying that in your role next year?
Honestly, she, like, I know straight off the top of my head, obviously we know everything she does outside. I think I'd mentioned that last time, like the getting up, making breakfast, the getting up, making your bed right away.
We saw it last time.
Yeah. So that's like the off the court stuff. Like she's done a really good job just teaching me those type of habits. But on the court, just not even, I don't know if y'all have seen it, like in game, I'd be coming, like every time I came out of the game and she was on the bench or in a timeout, she would always go to me and tell me like, hey, this, hey, that type of thing. So that's one thing. But even in practice, like, if you have a question, she's the first one you can go to. Or if you look like you don't understand something, she's going to you and being like, hey, what's not clicking type of thing. But I'd say definitely that, just being so open and being so approachable, whether that be in practice or in the game. Like, I think she was one of the – I think all of us did a really good job with it. But she was one that I knew because we're in the same position. We go to home every day together. So that's just someone I knew who I could go up to at any point, at any time, during, whether that be in game, shoot around, practice, like anything like that. And she was so willing to help. Even if she didn't know the answer, like, she was asking to get you the answer type of thing. So that's something I'm going to definitely take away from her. And I mean, it sucks. I've only got to play under her for a year, but just even my first year coming in, that's something that I noticed right away. And so everything she's done for me on the court, but off the court as well, like, those are just things I'm always going to take away. And we're even talking about it now, like, when she comes back to visit, like, my door is always open for her. Mm-hmm. Liz, Georgia, Olivia, like, anybody that's came through Tech, my door will always be open for them. And I think that comes from being under her and being under Liz. Like, that's not everywhere you go. So even Shep, T-Soul, Clara Ford, anybody, like, I think they know that my door is always going to be open for them. And that's something that not everybody has, and I definitely learned that from Kayla.
Jumping into the back half of our rapid fire questions, what is your favorite road game atmosphere?
As in, who do I like to play in front of?
Like, who has the rowdiest crowd? That wasn't a crate. You acted like I just asked you, like, the craziest.
Because I'm thinking, when you said road game, I'm thinking like hotel vibes.
No, we're not talking about the day. We're not talking about the Days Inn in Raleigh. We're talking about the best crowds that you play in front of that are not in Blacksburg.
So, one, UNC is always good. That's just because, like, rival type of thing. But getting to experience Louisville this year was pretty cool. Like, they had a packed crowd. So, those are the two I really noticed this year. Like, I knew UNC was going to be like that. But even this year, getting to play in front of them, I think that was a little bit different for me. And I'd say Louisville, we didn't play there last year. So playing there this year is something I noticed.
Tell you what, it was fun watching the Louisville game because you guys were up by double digits most of the game, but they did a great job staying invested the entire game. So anytime they cut it to, like, it was kind of like that meme with Chris Paul where it's like Chris Paul hits a three and cuts it to 72 points and the crowd would be loud and into it. It was kind of like that. You won't say that, but I'll say it.
We were watching film on it after the game and you saw us, like, score something. And where the camera is, like, recording the game, you saw, like, one of the fans just throw their towel up. And so you see us score and then a towel coming from the camera and come back down. So it's just little things like that. Like, we notice it and we think that's kind of funny. So
if you could have a superpower, any superpower, what is it?
I think I said this one last time. Transportation.
That's right. You said you wanted to teleport. Yeah. That's right. Here are my last three. What is the weirdest tweet or advice that you have gotten in the last week? G-rated.
I saw one saying she's gonna do. Kayla got Izzy this ball. She already popped it. Oh my gosh. So I'd say I saw one. I don't think they at me or anything, but I just saw it. And it was like, I expect Carly to, like, basically be Georgia and keep this program where it is. I said, whoa. Like, if you think I'm going to come out and be scoring 20, having 30-point games, like, obviously, that's what we're shooting for. Like, that's what we want, is for me to be able to take over. But I was like, okay, I expect Carly Winslow to – da, 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 da. Like, I'm still going to be only a sophomore on the court. So, like, obviously I have high expectations for us, for myself and things like that. And I think y'all are going to be surprised with what we end up bringing out and how we end up doing. But I was like, expect me to is kind of crazy.
Carly's going to be Carly. That is you can take that to the bank. That's what we're looking for. Carly's going to be Carly. last one. Who would you want to play you in a movie?
I could pick anybody.
Anybody.
I think Caleb would do a good job with that. You could play me in a movie? Like, if you had to be Carly, I think she could do a really good job of that. I think Kayla would do a good job, but I would want it to be Liz. I would love to see Liz try to be me.
I love how you're keeping it in the family. You didn't throw out like
people that I know, like that know me or I know them. I couldn't say like no random. Out of like fangirl, probably like Sabrina Ionescu. Like I would love for them to try to be me, but like keeping it realistic, Kayla and Liz.
Okay. Moving to letters from the lunch pail. First question comes from Piper Van Gilder. What was your favorite memory of this past season?
I'd probably say beating UNC here with College Game Day here.
That was fun.
I think that was a pretty intense day for all of us, and for us to be able to go out and play the way we did with all the distractions that were around, I think is pretty hard to do, and I think we did a really well job of that.
So the next question, I'm not sure if this is offensive or not, but it's their Twitter name. The Twitter name is Ginger. It says, what are your biggest goals going into next season?
I'm really keeping where we're at. Staying probably top three in the conference is something that I know we're going to be pushing for. I know it's going to be hard. Like, it's changed, and I know y'all know that and are going to be bearing with us. Like, I know everything's not going to be perfect, and we're going to be trying to figure some stuff out. But definitely not, like, no bars are dropping for us. Like, everything's staying to the ceiling and things like that. So I'd say that personal goals, just being, like, not being a negative impact ever. Positive impact on the court, off the court, in the locker room, things like that. Just keeping everybody together like we have been for the last couple years. Keeping a positive culture is something that we definitely want to do. But on the court, we still have the same expectations, everything like that. Like, nothing's expected to fall off.
This one came from Gavin Bennett. What was it like trying to guard Caitlin Clark last year in Charlotte, and thoughts on a rematch with Iowa later this year?
So definitely excited that we get to play them again. She's a great player. I think her length is something that bothers everybody that tries to guard her. I think I did a pretty good job on her. I'd say there were some questionable calls made.
Dawn Staley would have agreed with you from yesterday. Dawn Staley would have agreed with you as well.
But no, like, not taken away from who she is at all. Like, she's amazing. And I think it's so hard to guard her just because of her length, and she's so, like, has such a quick first step and things like that. So doing what she does at the size she is at, I think is pretty hard to do. But definitely looking forward to next year. I know she won't be there, but they're still a great team without her. So we're excited for that for sure.
This one comes from VT Fish. You have to ask her about fishing in Virginia, fishing in Texas.
So, have not fished here, but
you don't say.
Yeah, no, I'll pass on that one. But going home, me and my dad actually just went. It was this last summer when I went home. Me and my dad just got in the truck and went to Corpus and stayed there for the weekend. Memorial weekend, actually, is when we went. And Corpus is like probably an hour something away from back home. So he got in the car and got this little Airbnb, like, cabin house thing. And we went down there and we literally fished for 2 days straight, like, straight out in the sun and stuff. That's something I really enjoy doing. I don't do it here, obviously.
There's good fishing down there. I don't really see.
I just can't do it myself. Like, I need my dad there because I need him to take the hook out the fish's mouth. I need him to put the hook. Like, I don't do that. But yeah. I'll sit there and throw the hook out, and it excites me. Like, I like doing it, but like, I don't think I want to do it with anybody but my dad. Not only because of that, but I know he enjoys it. So that's something we just both enjoy doing together. And I know he literally bought a boat like recently. So I know right when I get home that that's something that we'll be doing, whether it's me and him or the rest of the family too.
Nice.
I mean, you could really, if you really lean into this fishing thing, like maybe Bass Pro Shops NIL deal is a possibility, or Cabela's, like, okay, but you're gonna have to grab the fish though.
Okay, if it's for NIL, I'm gonna do it. it's not my strong suit.
Yeah, we got to get you like a glove or some certain situation.
I'm wearing a glove with a VT shirt on, with my hair going all over the place because of the wind.
So last question here from Juliana Plesha. And I know we've asked this question like 15 different variations of it. So I'm going to ask you to really be pinpoint precise on the answer here. Biggest challenge, biggest opportunity for next year. Challenge and opportunity.
Challenge is going to be going against – everybody can guard in the ACC. So going against such good defenders, I'm going to have to learn how certain people guard and going to have to kind of change my ways in certain games. So I think that's going to be a big challenge for me. Opportunity, I'd say we lost 80% of our scoring. So that's definitely the biggest opportunity, like elephant in the room. We have to score. So that's something I'm going to be working on all year. It's just my efficiency. Like I can't be missing open threes. I can't be missing open layups. And that's something I struggled with this year. So that's definitely biggest challenge and biggest opportunity for sure.
Carla Wenzel, it is always a pleasure. Looking forward to next year. Looking forward to learning more about this team. I think we're talking to Coach Duffy later on this week. Actually playing golf. Ed and I will be playing golf with Coach Duffy's husband on Friday, which we're looking forward to. I heard that he is a 0.7 handicap. I play golf twice a year. I'm horrible. So that scorecard should be pretty funny to look at following that. But best of luck. Really excited. Thank you so much for the time and looking forward to a great next year.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. I'm looking forward to it too.
Time to wander, tripping in the sand. We smoke out windows, drink till we can't stand. But I saw you dance like you want to in my head. And all that she said is, oh, I know just what you're thinking. Please don't go, just let it sink in. Trash my friend's place, wake up the next day. To you.